BHC Beginner's Guide, How Words Works 101. People have been disagreeing about things that are found in their Bible for many centuries. So, I will begin with something every person I have ever taught agrees on. Every Bible is a book filled with words. Before we can accurately discuss anything that we disagree about, we must know how words work. I will teach you how to use BHC linguistic models to help you work with the words in our Bibles. The BHC Communications Experience Model helps us understand the process that takes place when we read the words of the Bible. A communications experience happens when a source transports his or her thoughts to a receptor by writing words. The source is the author of the words. The receptor is the reader of the words. The symbols of the words of the Jewish scriptures, Christian Old Testament, are the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. The symbols of the words of the Christian New Testament are letters of the Greek alphabet. Bundles of associations are a product of the source's culture, historical time period, geographical location, and personal experiences. The source's culture is the primary source of information for understanding the meanings of a source's words. We all think, act, and communicate in ways that are primarily predetermined by our culture. We didn't choose our culture any more than we chose our parents. We are born and immediately immersed in a culture. One culture is the whole behavior and technology of any people that is passed on from generation to generation. Culture consists of the knowledge, beliefs, morals, laws, religions, customs, concepts, habits, skills, institutions, and any other capabilities of a given people in a given period. A culture is more than a set of rules to guide behavior. It is a comprehensive worldview and way of relating to one's fellow human beings. Like all complex cultures, Jewish culture does not spell everything out literally, but leaves much to inference. A culture's strength lies not only in what it says, but also in what it chooses not to say, and this too must be learned. As long as both the source and receptor share the same culture, live during the same period of time, reside in the same geographical location, and share many of the same life experiences, the chances of achieving a successful communications experience are very good. However, when the source and receptor come from different cultures, different time periods, different geographical locations, and have different life experiences, the chances of having a successful communications experience decrease dramatically. A successful communications experience takes place when the receptor understands the source's bundles of associations. When we read the Bible, we are the receptors. Since we cannot text the original sources, it will be up to us to use our exploring skills to reconstruct the source's bundle of associations. We will never know exactly what an ancient source's words meant, but very often we will be able to quickly identify information that did not exist when the sources wrote the original words. Bookmark this guide, and slash or print a copy and put it in a notebook. You will be referring to it many times in future explorations. Shalom.